Ayam and Aleph on the Rashi's. Rechad Shalom Eirav. It's about halfway down the page, if first word of the line. So Hashtam Afarish Shalom the Kula. The verse to go through each step of this Brisa. And my Yitzchak Lemisnayel the Kula. Why we need each one of the cases. So the more I want to know, the first case of Echad Shel Eirav. So it says Noisin Rishusa LeEchad Shel Eirav. So according to the Bai, it's telling me that you don't need the Mevat Rishus Cholecha BeEchad. According to the Rabbi, the case is there was one person. There was two people. One died, and you're not Goizer Bogasrina and Klemer. So you have three people, two are Ma'ariv, one wasn't. One dies, one of the two was Ma'ariv dies, and now the one who wasn't Ma'ariv is Mavata, the one who was Ma'ariv. So what's the Chiddush? Talking about Sefer, that feel a Shnaim about the Yochid. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is, we're not Goyzer, in a case where there's two, when he didn't die, and we said whether he has to be Mavata, the whole Echad Echad, and here he's only moved out to one. So we should say that we can't allow this case because people will think that when you have two people who are Ma'ariv, you can only move out to one, it's good enough. Okay, so that's not that. That's the Chiddush in that case. So they can give it to one person who wasn't Ma'ariv. So more as the Kasha Pshita, Zakrashi, the Hocha, like the Migzor, the Osa Yochid, the Betule, the Hu. So what are you going to be going to do? So what was the case? The case was Shnayim, which are Ma'ariv, can give the Rishus to one. So Morris says, so what's the Chiddush of that case? So if two can give, you think maybe one can give. Okay, what's wrong? The Mevatel Shepherdami, one gives is fine. So Irvu, those two are Ma'ariv. And now one person is giving to those two. We came in the Arab Yochid and Motzi the Betulei Mali Yichad Mali Trei. Elamai Yitzhami that told Din Abitl. We know the Din Abitl already. So, Samora says, no, I would think over here, Kimon the Le'erab looked and say that since he wasn't my Arab, we should give him a Kanaz. The Reisha Lo'i Nafkalon, you wouldn't know that from the first case. The Reisha Ari, the high, the Lo'i Erab, Botzel, the Hanuk, the Irvu. Over there's the opposite. The one who wasn't my Arab is about to the one who was my Arab. Here, the ones who was not Ma'ariv, and Mavatla to the one who was, ones who were Ma'ariv, and Mavatla to the one who wasn't Ma'ariv, so he's gaining, so maybe he shouldn't gain. Kabashalim, we don't say that. Then it says the case of two Shlo Ervu are given Rishus to two Shlo Ervu. So the Rabbah, Tana Hachseva Laguya Resha. So Rabbah says that the case was, that the case of the Resha was, Dibidahava umis askina Resha. The case of the Resha was that there was two people, one died already. The Tanya the Echad She'erav, because it says to what person who was Ma'ariv, so obviously there was two originally, because otherwise he can't be Ma'ariv with somebody. The Ilo Isay, the Idoch, because if both of those were still alive, Borilov Tulele Kitani Bahar Seifa. Here the Lashon is, that Beishal Erev, Nesu Meshusa, Lishnayim, Sheerev, you have to be Ma'arv to both, they have to be Mevatel to both of the two, not to one of the two. I and the Reisha, you only Mevatel to one, it must be that another person died. That was according to Rab. That's what we need that case for. And according to Abaya, the Mataritz Hachsefa, Ma'lishnayim, it means the Echad Mishnayim. So according to Baya, it means the two which were not Ma'ariv are Mevatel to one of the two which was Ma'ariv. So that's really the Reisha. You're Mevatel to one of the two, according to Baya. So what's the Chiddush of this case? Lomli the Tanya, Hatoni le Reisha, the Yochid Mevatel le'Echad Mishnayim. It already said in the Reisha, one can Mevatel to one person who needs to do, who wasn't Ma'ariv, can Mevatel to any one of the two which were Ma'ariv. And now we're telling you two to mevatel to any one of the ones of Ma'ariv. Ma'ali chad mevatel, ma'ali trein mevatel. So Morris says, I would think maybe we should be going to a case that if the two can be who weren't Ma'ariv can be mevatel, maybe you think you could be mevatel to them. Okay. Then the last case is that the two which weren't, so we had three people which weren't ma'ariv, and two which weren't ma'ariv came about to the one who wasn't ma'ariv. So what's that case teaching me? I would think hani mili the whole hani betulin deliel ikim mixesayo the irvu, that somebody has done the din of eruv like you're supposed to. So bittul is not supplanting the concept of eruv. Somebody didn't join like we would expect them to. So you know what, we do bittul. But in case where nobody did bittul, nobody did eruv at all. So if we're going to allow this, you'll forget teres eruv. Teres eruv minutz inoikish shaboy machrikan, the children which will come and say, this is what they do. What we do is bittul. We don't do eruv. See, we don't want that. So we think that maybe we should prohibit that. Kamashmon, we don't say that. Okay, we're holding in the Gemara on the third wide line by the word avul. Okay. No, it's the fourth wide line. Okay, so now the Mor is continuing quoting the Braisa. So if you look at the Braisa again, just look back at the Braisa. So we had four cases so far. A person who wasn't Ma'ariv can give his Rishus to somebody who was Ma'ariv. Two people can give the Rishus to somebody who wasn't Ma'ariv. Two people which weren't Ma'ariv can give the Rishus to two people which were Ma'ariv, or to one who wasn't Ma'ariv. So that's four cases where Bittul works. Now we're going to have four cases where Bittul doesn't work. So the person who was Ma'ariv can't give his Rishus to the one who wasn't Ma'ariv. One person. So Ba'i Yitonish Sefer Lugli Yerasher. So Ba'i says, what's the purpose of this Sefer? If there was one person who was Ma'ariv, he was Ma'ariv with somebody, then it's two people which are Ma'ariv. Now one of those two was giving his Rishus to the one who wasn't Ma'ariv. So it doesn't help. So this is where Ba'i says, you see, the case has to be that the two which were Ma'ariv both are alive. Because according to Rabbi, that one of them is dead. So one was two were Ma'ariv, one dies. Now there's one person left who was Ma'ariv. And there's one person who wasn't Ma'ariv. So he can give him Vatal's Rishus to the one who wasn't Ma'ariv. So what's the problem in the Sefer? That was a Bayez Raya, that the person's alive. And therefore in the Resha also, you see, you have to be Vatal, they're both alive. And you only be Vatal to one, it means you can be Vatal to one of the two. So according to the Bayez, Tani Sefer, look at the Resha. Now according to Rabba, the case over here was both were alive. But the case of Resha, they were only one was alive. So the Sefer is not coming to tell me Pshat in the Resha. So what's the Chiddush in this case? If you have two people which were Ma'ariv, only one's Mevatel, so it doesn't work. Shkaya. So I tell you Resha, I tell you Sefer. You're right. There's no Chiddush in this case. It's just a parallel case to the Resha, so it said it also. Okay. Then it said, Vein Shnayim She'ervu, Noisim Rishusim L'Shnayim Shelo Ervu. So the... Because you end up with two. Mor says, Hosulomali. We already said you can't be Mevatel. We understand you have to be Mevatel. Can't be Mevatel to two because when you end up with two, they still ask for each other. Mor says, the bottle lechad minayo lechavre. Then one of the two is Mevatel afterwards, like we had before, such an idea. Manotem at least relates, and now that should permit. So you had four people, two were Ma'ariv, two weren't Ma'ariv. The two which were Ma'ariv were Mevatel to the two which were not Ma'ariv. So it's still also because there's two people there. Then one of those two was Mevatel to the other one. So maybe now it should be Mutter for that person. Kamash Malon, you don't say that. Given the Be'idna, the bottle, Le'havali Sharyusa, V'ha'chotzer Loi. Since at the moment of Bit, when they did the Bittel, it didn't work, it wasn't effective. So the two weren't kind of a bittul. So then what can't turn around and say, okay, I'm taking my bit that I was carrying and giving it to you, and now everybody's been involved to you. That's not true.
Why did they call it a bitul then? If you can't do it, you can't do it.
Well, they did it, but it didn't work.
It's not effective.
Not effective. Okay. Okay, so that's case number two of the seifa.
I'm a little confused. We had discussed yesterday the idea of, you know, kni almas lahaknos.
Well, this wasn't kni almas lahaknos. They just did it without almas lahaknos. This is the first.
Yeah, but this should be.
We'll get to that case. But
shouldn't this be worse? In other words, kni almas lahaknos doesn't work.
Right, so that was the flow of the Mishnah. More than that, says Hamatesu Beis. More said, Hayishtam Osim Zalzeh. Four lines from the bottom. Versus Pshita. More says Achidish is the one afterwards went was Mevatel Lechavrei. So what's the Achidish? I think it's Mutter. But even the middle of the bottle, Lechavrei Leishem Yusu Bahai Chotzer didn't work. Then it says right to the next case. Where says what's the Achidish of that case? The chiddush in that case, that is another mishus. The chiddush even that Lamali, we already told you that it doesn't work. So that's the flow of the mission. The mission also did that two steps. First of all, if you have two bevatel to two, or two or more being bevatel to two, it doesn't work. Even if one of the two then was bevatel to the second one. Okay, what about if in that situation they told him kiyam nas lahaknus? That also doesn't work. That's the flow. So Bryce, we'll do the same thing in the Bryce. Okay. Vein shnayim shelo erbu, nusim shizlam shnayim shelo erbu, hasulamali. So the Mora says, what we already said that. You give me rishus to two, it doesn't work. Mora answers, l'tzuri chadamri le kiryam anas lahaknas. That's all the case. Let's see Rashi. We're looking at Rashi in the second wide line. L'baya tonech hach seifa. So Yitzchak, the Kohen, the Seva is no Kiddush. So the case is there's three people, two are Ma'ariv, and then one of the two, which is Ma'ariv, is Mevatel to the one which wasn't Ma'ariv. So it doesn't work, Shkayach, because there's still the other person wasn't Mevatel. The Pshita, Nika Chadol, Ebotol, Rishusay. So it's a Kiddush. Alahachit Tanya, the reason why it said it was Ashmina, the Kula Masnisa, Bidisno, the Tavayu, Ha'ma'ariv, and the Skinna, that the two which were Ma'ariv are both alive. In the first set of cases, the first one said, both are alive. There's three people, two are Ma'ariv, and the one who wasn't the Ma'ariv is about to the one which, one of the two which was Ma'ariv. So you see, one is enough. So the only way I know that that's the case of Reisha wasn't the person, it wasn't that one of them died, is because in the Seva it has to be that they're both alive. So Rabban says that in the case of the Reisha was there one died, the case of where they're both alive. So the Sefer is not being mechadesh something in the Reisha. So what do you need the Sefer for? The answer is, I need Tani Reisha, Echad Shalom Erev, Noisim Shusel, Echad Shalom Erev. Don't you have Sefer? The Ipchol Loi, it says, this case works, this case doesn't work. Even though that's in this case, it's not Kiddush that it doesn't work, but it still says it. And the difference is, in the case of the Reisha was, there were three people, two were Ma'ariv, one wasn't, one of the two which was Ma'ariv died, now there's two people left, and the one who wasn't Ma'ariv is Mevatel to the one who was Ma'ariv. Good. The Sefer was, there were three people, two were Ma'ariv and one wasn't, and then one of the two which wasn't who was Ma'ariv is Mevatel to the one who wasn't Ma'ariv. It doesn't work, yes, no Kiddush. If you're mevatel to two, it doesn't work. So no, one of the two was then turned around and was mevatel to the other one. Since at the time when they did the original bitul, it didn't work. It doesn't work afterwards. Leil Parish, I explained before what the logic behind that is. What about the final case? Again, it's the two people, so it doesn't work. The answer is Kiamanas Lahakdus. Mimisha Yasera Nafkalon. The fact that it says another case, in the case, even in this case, even though Kiamanas Lahakdus, Dilav Hochi, Fine. Back in the bottom line of the Gemara. Yarish Mal Shivat the Rishus. So the father wasn't Ma'ariv. It didn't, and then the father dies on Shabbos. So the Yarish takes over the Rishus of the father. And now the question is, can he be mevatel on Shabbos? He took over his father's possession in the chatzar. Just as the case was, and the Yarish lived in the same city, and he moved in on Shabbos into his father's house. So he's here living in the chatzar, because a person who owns it doesn't live here, doesn't answer. So he moves in on Shabbos. So now, can he take up bimavatel the father's rishus, in the chutz or not? So what's the shaila?
Becomes his immediately. Like
rishus immediately. It's automatic. Mashi about the rishus. So hecha di boy la ruvim esmol motzi ma'ariv b'tzulei nami motzi mavatel. So the din of Bittel was said, a person who had the power to do Erev and didn't do Erev, we generated a concept called Bittel to allow him to do one shot. Abahai kimen di boy leruve me'esmo loimotzi ma'ariv. He wasn't the owner before Shabbos. Loimotzi mevatel. So he has no power to do Bittel. Oh, Dilma Yerush kari devua, who the Yerush is the son is like the foot of the father, literally means. He's an extension of the father. And whatever power the father had, he just takes over automatically. This is what Rava asked Rav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman. And so Rav Nachman answered back. Rav Nachman said back, Ani Oimer Mevatel. I hold that the Yerush couldn't be Mevatel. However, in the yeshiva, the other member, Rav Nachman, but we'll learn Meshavul also. But they hold Ein Mevat. Okay.
And why should it be more chumar if he didn't have the ability to be Ma'arif from Shabbos? In other words, I always think that, he's sort of, if he couldn't do it, then he's honest, I'd be more makel.
I think it's the other way around. In other words, we created the concept called Bittel, that it's not a real book. It's a reality. It's something which is just a rabbinic tikkun. It doesn't exist by itself, because it's not a real Bittel. It's not a real haknoa. You really own. Chazal asked it. Chazal remat. Chazal created it as an extension of their din of Erev. So a person who had the responsibility of Erev and he didn't know responsibility, we would generate a din bittel. We never generated din bittel for such a scenario. At least that's in the Moor the Moor is contemplated.
Do we have this concept of bittel elsewhere? There was, when he was like Mevatel in this way, would it have any other ramifications?
At least off the top of my head, the only place I'm familiar with it is over here. Esve. So the more brings a brisa, which the more is going to ask a kasha on Rav Nachman. So Rashi learns. Actually, Tosfos learns the kasha as on Hanan de Shmuel, but we're learning Rashi. So the more is going to bring the brisa, explain the brisa, and then ask the question. Seklal. Kol Shemut of the Mishnah Shabbos, Hut of the Chol Shabbos. Kol Shemut of the Mishnah Shabbos, Nes of the Chol Shabbos. Wherever we start out beginning of Shabbos, that's how it remains. Both the Kula and the Chumra. Chutz mimavat the Rishus, except for the din of Bittul Rishus, which it allows us to change the status in the middle of Shabbos. Now the Moor is going to go through the Brisa step by step. So the Brisa presents call Shemut to the Mr. Shabbos, Hutu to call the Shabbos. It also says Zeh Klal. Rabbi says Zeh Klal is coming to make it as a general statement. So it's going to be Marba more than just one case. So that call Shemut to the Mr. Shabbos, Hutu to call the Shabbos. Kagan Eirav Derecha Pesach, Minisima Pesach. So they had two chatzeres next to each other, and they had access between the two of them. And they were marv together as one bichatzer. Middle of Shabbos, the wall collapses and the doorway is totally blocked up. There's no access between the two chatzeres. The access is blocked between the two. See, it's the car, the Arab shouldn't work because they're one big Arab, but they have no access between either side. It doesn't bother us. Since the beginning of Shabbos, when they made the Erev, there was access. It remains more for the whole Shabbos, and the Erev is still valid. Or Erev Derech Chaloyd Minister Chaloyd. Okay, that's that did. What's his hotel? The mix of Shabbos. It's what to the whole of Shabbos.
I understand. There's no access. How they carrying anyway?
Well, because didn't you just say it became no access?
No, the Shabbos like this. If two chatzeres next to each other with a door in between. The Ma'arba is one big Erev. No, Rebecca's that. If two chatzeres next to each other with no door between, the Ma'arba one big Erev, nobody can carry. Because it's not a good Erev. So the Ma'arba is one big unit between two chatzeres, nobody can carry. Because they're not really one big group, they're two separate groups. Now in the middle of Shabbos, they became two separate groups. But they have one big Erev. So that's not a problem. Each one can continue carrying in their chatzer. Or they can pass it over the top of the door, or the wall. So, but there's a more basic problem. They shouldn't be able to carry in their own chatzer. No, they can continue to carry. Okay. Zeh Klal. What's that coming to be, Marco? To tell you even better, if in the middle of Shabbos, the lechi or the karu fell down. It's telling you that you're allowed to continue to carry since the beginning of Shabbos. It was there. You're allowed to continue to carry. That's the ratio. Kolsha nesu the mitzvah Shabbos nesu the cholah Shabbos. Kula, once it's part, also for part of Shabbos, it can't become mutter in the middle. So in a case where there was two houses across the two sides of the Rishus Rabbah, the goyim made a mechitz in the middle of Shabbos. So the mechitz is a valid mechitz, but there's no Erev. So in that situation, they can't go and create the heter in the middle of Shabbos.
But if it's only one person, if you've got the same owner of the houses on either side,
be mutter.
So it would be sort of an exception to this, well, as the beginning of Shabbos. It was mutter, now it is mutter.
Right. I think it's. Yes. Zeh Klal, Lasuye Mai Snorchim B'Shabbos. In case you have people living in a chatzer with a goy, and the goy, there's no skiris from the goy, so it's osur. And the goy dies on Shabbos, it remains osur. V'ketani chutzmi mevalter b'shus, with the exception being mevalter b'shus. So we darshan iu in. Yerush loy. It's only the mevatel rishus. So there's Reb Nachman said that the yerush could be mevatel. It's the mashmos of the brisa was. If it's trying to give you a very comprehensive list, should have told me that the Yerush could also be Mevatel. It didn't say that. So Nachman says back, Ema chutz mitaris bitul rishus. What the Bryce is saying is, not the Mevatel, the person himself who was It's mevatel, but it means the concept of bitl.
Why is the guy who died, how does this change it so?
So it doesn't change. Beginning of Shabbos, you had the Jews living there, and the goy, you need skiris from the goy. The goy is alive, and they didn't. They did not do skiris, so they can't care. Now, middle of Shabbos, the goy dies. This is great. Right, ding dong, the goy is dead, and you know we can carry now, right? No, can't carry now because we're being a Shabbos. It was also, and you didn't do skiris. Tosis says in the Morris Kasha, the way Rashi explains the Morris Kasha, it says Tema, there are Tema who Madia Kuzet. Where do you see the phrase Mavata Rishos means Madafka, not a Yerush? It means any person whoever is the Mavata Rishos is. If it was the original person, it was the Yerush. Where do you see it saying simply the? It means the original person who was there and he can be Mavata, that's Mutter. But if it's Yerush, you can't. Where do you see that in the phrase? The Torah does not have the gear, so that phrase that Bach puts out, Eu and Yerusha, the Torah does not have those words in the Gemara. So Torah says, it means Rashi made it up. So Torah says, where Rashi, why would the Gemara be saying such a thing? Where do you see such a diak in the Gemara? That's Torah's Kash and Rashi, and he brings it, therefore, the Kash and the words on the way around. But that's what Rashi learns. Let's see Rashi. Bottom Rashi and Einam and Aleph. Tosis Dira Maskel Mikatoni. Yarish Shashachuk Ami Bolo Erav Umeis B'Shabbos. The one of the members of the Chotzer wasn't Ma'ariv, and then Umeis B'Shabbos, he dies on Shabbos. And he had not been mevatel up to this point in time. Now she mevatel Yerush, because the Yerush do the bittel instead. Hekeli boy le Ruvei. Tamar Obim shoyi esmo roy la arev hayochel mevatel. The father who was alive and could have done eruv, because Chazal generated a concept called bittel to allow him to do bittel to correct that problem. Amhayl lo motzi le Ruvei mi esmo lo hayol chelik bo. He had no power. He wasn't part of this chotzer. So lo, the Chazal did not generate a bittel for him. Kosher to Mitzvah Shabbos, but first of all, the Morris is going to go through each step of the brace. Hagasin Kagurj, Erev Derech Pesach, that Klaus Seed, Mami Shadit Lakarosa, Elukoy. Erev Derech Pesach, Shtecha Teres, Pesach Echad Beneim. The Sukha Teres next to each other with the Willa Pesach. Of Erev Ayale, Oysa Pesach, and their Ma'arv together as one based on relying on the axis. Mashabbos Noflo, Gain Kenagdoi, Mapolis, something fell down and blocked the axis. Missed him. Now it's closed. They can throw over the top. And through the holes. See the two chatzeris, you should need a pass up. And then clunge maybe the chatzeris, you need or a window if it's large enough. Shabbos. But over here, since the Shabbos is mutter, remains mutter. It sounds like Rashi was said that they can carry each one's own chatzar was not a chiddush. I don't know why not. So call the suya meovish and look aroyso elochay. For Shabbos, the lechi or the kar would fell down on Shabbos. I will have the ishtakel mechitzas today, even though the mechitza is missing. Shari, it's winter. How mystery better shmash since it was winter getting a Shabbos. Rachel Shemino, the husband is not all the machitzas. The case in the ratio, it's not a problem. You know, the problem where there is doorway, not machitza. You have your walls. There's no, you're lacking part of your wall in a certain sense, and still it's mutter. The Prima Gadam clears the Shaila, just was talking this yesterday. Prima Gadam clears the Shaila. What about a case where a Sursa Pesach fell down on Shabbos? When you say such the same idea, he says, Pashas, you can't compare the two because Here, Mikra Din, Gimel Mechitzas is sufficient, Mikra Din the carry with the Raisa level. But Chazal Mechayev, not to carry in without it enclosing the fourth side. So they said, you know what, the beginning of Shabbos, you had it there, falls on Shabbos, don't worry about it. Shuz of passive means that that was the original enclosure. So now you don't have a wall anymore. So, why or not?
Isn't that the basis of our era that we have Shuz of Pesach? We always say that if it's okay to put in Shabbos, you don't have to worry about doing Shabbos.
No, but that's because we have a chazaka that it's still up. The question, if I know that it fell down,
okay.
Right? Now that's his shiloh. So there was two sides of the Shulchan Rabim, and now Mechitza, they made a wall across the Shulchan Rabim. The Surin Levatol Zelazet, Keshi Ishtamish, Bo Echad Mehen. We don't allow Bittul in that situation. The Hoyobi Havu Boy Eruvi Me'esmo, Loi Motzi Me'arvi, since there was no possibility of Erev before Shabbos, because there were two sides of the Shulchan Rabim, so Bittul was not allowed in this scenario. There's only one house. There's Shori, the Mechitza, and Anas is B'Shabbos Mechitza. It's a valid Mechitza. Zeklal L'Suyemai. The Reisha Nami Koyaseva. Zeklal is saying, here's the, it only says the word Zeklal once. The word Zeklal one time. Zeklal for this and Zeklal for that. That's what it means. L'Suyemai Snochim B'Shabbos. Akim and Ibo L'Ruvi Me'esmo L'Imotzi Me'arvi. Hashanami Loi Mevatli. So in other words, they want to go now and do bittul one to the other. Mereisha Sevel Shemina Lo, Eloi Asim Zeklal. The Zeklal wouldn't. I need Zeklal to teach me this case. The Hosam Lemotzi LaRuvim Eesmo Klal. Erev was not possible at all because there was no Mechitza. Avahachem Motzi LaRuvim Alyanation Schiris. They could have done Schiris. They didn't do it. So maybe that's not called. It's impossible. It's not possible. Chutzim about the Rishus. Sheshachach v'lo erev shafal pi sheneser lemixes Shabbos yeshu tekanah b'Shabbos that bittul works in middle Shabbos. Mirlo ketani chutz mi shebittul rishus v'yoresh shomino yoresh lo, didn't mention yoresh, means yoresh is out. Ema chutz mi b'taris bittul rishus v'yoresh b'klal the kari davuahu b'taris bittul negas boy. He has the concept of bittul because he's an extension of the father. Okay, let's hold it here.